when I got it, I was so happy. I couldn't believe myself.
Doris No has a great smile and giggles about how she achieved her big scholarship. She's a Lafayette senior and came to Buffalo from a refugee camp in Burma with her family 8 years ago, but is originally from Thailand.
You know, my family just run all the time. We just been hiding. It's just part of our life since we were just born.
What are some of the things that people live through in the camps?
Well, to tell the truth, like when people live in the camp, like there's not a job, right? So they do a lot of some illegal stuff. Even though we're very poor, right? There's other people who are poorer than us. Sometimes they steal food from us too. Even though we're already poor, there's the poor people who steal food from us. But my mom said, it's just a blessing because you give them stuff to us, even though you didn't give to them.
What has it been like since you've been here in Buffalo and in the United States?
Actually, I was really shocked when I came to America because I never expected the snow, the weather. Also, the people are here different because I'm not really adept to the environment, and it was really different.
No reflects on her father's decision to come to the United States. Her family didn't know anyone in Buffalo, and they realized the language barrier would be difficult. But her father was convinced life would be much better for their family.
There's not an opportunity for us. If I live there, I don't think I don't have a chance like other people. So my father moved here because he don't see a lot of hope for us in the future. So he moved to America.
No says her father works at New Era, and her mother just started working at a job a few months ago, now that her younger sister is of school age. No has become one of four Lafayette students in a row that came from a refugee camp in Burma and has been named a Gates Millennium Scholar.
The fact that it has been four women from refugee camps from Thailand and Burma, that in and of itself should be acknowledged and earmarked as like, look at who's coming to America, because that's amazing.
Lafayette art teacher Cassie Lipsitz. No has been her art student since she was a freshman. The Gates Millennium Scholarship will provide No full college tuition. This honor is awarded each year to only about 1,000 high school seniors nationwide.
It's a full ride scholarship to any college, undergrad, graduate, up to $1.5 million throughout her life.
We from like other country, right? When we view America, we view it as like the country with there's a lot of like richness, there's a lot of pride. So when we come in here, since we don't have a lot of that, we have to work harder than people who are here in order to be successful people, because that's what life is all about. You have to work in order to achieve something.
I see the international students interacting with the American students and making the American students kind of like push further. So Doris has totally helped me with students translating, but also artistically getting students that are totally different from her, culturally, language-wise. They see a student succeed and they see how to do it, and that translates across the board.
Lipsitz noted No is very talented and well-rounded in her artwork. No had to write a 1,000-word essay to apply for the scholarship. She told her story and won.
I tell about my family history, like before, why we moved to Thailand refugee camp, because our homeland was taken away. The government was very strict toward us.
No wants to study medicine and become a doctor, and says she plans to attend Duville College.
I want to become a doctor because I want to help people, and also I'm very passionate about like helping people and learning new things, and I'm also interested in science too. It's been my dream.
After talking about her achievements and showing off all her artwork, No hurried off out of the art room, worried about getting to her next class. No will also serve as Lafayette's valedictorian. She says she sometimes misses her homeland, but realizes as a young woman, she has a better life and opportunity for her future. Reporting from Lafayette High School and the Newcomer Academy, Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.